Well, good morning, everybody. It is a fabulous Friday, isn't it? Isn't it just a great day to put a big smile on your face and be grateful and be happy that you're alive? I sure think so. I love it. January 20th, 2012. Great day to be alive. This is Paul Hutchings calling in from Southeast Idaho. This is the Think and Grow Rich call. I'm joined by my wonderful friend, business partner, and counterpart by Mr. Bill Hartraft. Bill, are you there this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Isn't it terrific? It's a terrific day.
Isn't it? Are you feeling good today?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Today, after yesterday, yesterday was a very busy day. I got to bed very late last night. Slept in this morning a little bit, all the way till 7:30. And wow, what an amazing day yesterday. Actually put 2 days in a row of terrific attitude, so it was pretty awesome.
That's great. And did you get some good things accomplished yesterday? Are you applying? You know, this week we've talked about decision and persistence. Are you making some good decisions and taking some action and being persistent in your life?
Well, I finally decided that some of the leaders that I had not been talking to and that I'd been too afraid to pick up the phone, I picked up that 100-pound elephant yesterday, and I made it up in my mind that I was going to call them, and I did. And I don't know what I was fearing, because I had some of the best conversations and talks with those folks. And after I called one, and it went so easily, then I called number two, and then number three, and number four, and I really had a great time yesterday. They were all very kind and very nice, and I hadn't talked to some of them in 16 and 17 years, so a lot of catching up to do, a lot of stories to tell, a lot of sharing to do, and even though some of them are doing their own thing in other businesses, it was still nice to make the contact, so it was great.
You know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, we're talking about persistence this week a little bit, and I have a story about persistence that I'll share with everyone. And by the way, today's Friday, so you might be wondering, well, gosh, you know, Paul and Bill seem a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more conversational. We had the idea a few weeks ago to make Friday kind of like an open line Friday. So we're going to open up the lines here in just a very short amount of time, and would love to hear experiences that people are having on the call and just have a really good discussion. But before we do that, I wanted to share a quick experience that I had that illustrates persistence. You know, I've been in the current business, network marketing business that I'm in, just finished my 12th month in December. And for 12 months, one of the very first people that I called when I joined this company is a leader, is an experienced networker. So back in January of 2010, I called this lady and told her about my business, and you know, really was hoping that she might join. Well, she said no, and so I called her a few months later, and she said no. And I called her a few months later, and I've called her periodically all year long for the last 12 months. And finally, over the last few days, last week or so, I've been in really good communication with her and her husband. And yesterday she said that she is planning on joining up with my team next Tuesday, Monday, this next week. So a year in the works, and I'm excited to be welcoming a very strong new business partner to the team. And without persistence, definitely wouldn't be happening, folks. So congratulations. I'm patting myself on the back a little bit as I recognize that little illustration of persistence in my life. So I'm really excited about that.
You know, Paul, the thing about that, I was actually talking to one of our team members last night, and why persistence is so key there is that timing,
yeah,
is everything. And when you approach some people, sometimes in their lives, they're just too caught up in their own lives to really realize what you're offering them and giving them. And so that's, I was telling somebody last night, one of our team members, that, you know, so you talk to somebody now and they give you a no, talk to them again in a month and see where they're at. And then talk to them again in another month, you know, if they give you a no then, and talk to them again. You know, it lets them know that, one, you want to work with them, two, that they're important, and three, that you want them part of the team. And eventually they're either going to say, you know, no, I'm never going to do this, or yes, you know, I think I will. So congratulations, Paul. That's really a true test of the persistence of what we've been talking about in this chapter.
Well, thank you. And, you know, some people call this business the relationship business. And well, you know, you say to yourself, well, what do you say when you keep calling someone back every couple of months? Do you keep harping on them about, you know, looking at the presentation or this and that? And it's really not about that. It's about what you were talking about, Bill, where you're building that relationship and you're following up as a friend just to see how things are going, maybe giving them an update as to all the exciting things that you're making happen in your business in the meantime, because that's also really important. When somebody good or somebody talented tells you no, you want to have good results when you come back to them the second time. So that's why you've got to get to work. And despite whatever no's might come, you've got to get out there and dig in and keep moving and make things happen without that person. So that when you come back to that person, you can say, hey, here's the progress. I mean, amazing things are happening. So anyway, that being said, before I open up the lines, I wanted to share just a quick poem, and then we'll open up the lines. This is one of my favorite poems, and I read it quite a few years ago in a book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, and the poem struck me on such a deep level that I said to myself, I need to memorize this poem, so I want to share it with everyone on the line. Let failure find its false content in that poor word, environment, but spirit scorns it and is free. It masters time, it conquers space, it cows that boastful trickster chance, and bids the tyrant circumstance uncrown and fill a servant's place. The human will, that force unseen, the offspring of a deathless soul, can hew a way to any goal, though walls of granite intervene. Be not impatient in delay, but wait as one who understands. When spirit rises and commands, the gods are ready to obey. I love that poem. It really illustrates the power of the human spirit. And that's what this call is all about, helping myself, Bill, Melvin, Denise, Dee, Chris, everyone on the line really reach down deep inside ourselves and pull out those gifts that we all have and develop that potential that we all have, so that we can really be a positive force in the world. So anything you want to throw on there, Bill, before I open up the lines here?
Yeah, Paul, I just, since we were so enthralled into persistence the last two calls, I just wanted to remind everybody four simple steps which lead to the habit of persistence. Because not everybody, when we're reading, can write things down unless they have the book or they're going to your online book. And they call for no great amount of intelligence and no particular amount of education, and but little time or effort. The necessary steps are these: a definite purpose backed by burning desire for its fulfillment. Yesterday you saw how emotional I got about my story. You back that up by a burning desire to get whatever it is you want to get done. And your definite person, you allow it to consume you. Two, a definite plan expressed in continuous action. A definite plan expressed in continuous action. Three, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences. Opinions from family, opinions from people, opinions from from naysayers that say, oh, it can't be done, or it's a Ponzi scheme, which it's not, or it's a pyramid where this country is a pyramid, our government's a pyramid, every great company in America is a pyramid. So a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, easy for me to say, friends and acquaintances. 4, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. With one or more persons, I disagree with that line, one or more persons. You want to build a mastermind group. You want to build a round table. You want to get a large group of people together that are all moving in the same direction you are. Why? Because all those people will keep everybody accountable. I love that word, accountable, and keep moving forward and succeed at the things and the desires that you all have together. You know, another thing too, Paul, you know, I find out when I'm calling these people up, and I've said this before, it's so important, whether you're cold calling strangers or calling warm market folks, it's so important to rebuild that relationship with them again. And how do you do that? You do it by asking them questions, because what do people know more about than anything else but themselves? So if you get people talking about themselves, and it happened yesterday. It was beautiful. It just kind of fell into place. And I got them talking about themselves, and it rebuilt that link. It rebuilds the bond. And those are with warm market folks and with perfect strangers. Find out what their needs are. Find out what their problems are, because if you're talking to people trying to obtain something from them, trying to get them, guess what? They're going to hear it in your voice. They're just going to hear the tone of your voice. But if you're calling them up to help them, and I ran into this last night with one of our team members, if you're talking to them to help them, to find out what their needs are and to really help them and to help them discover that their business, they can keep doing. Our business is just part-time, and why not have a secondary income? Everybody needs a backup plan. And boy, oh boy, that went over huge and creates the relationships. And yes, as I've always said, people don't join companies, they join relationships. Paul, go ahead and do your thing, my friend.
Well said, as always. Great wisdom there. And let's go. Okay, folks, *6 to unmute your line. The lines are open. Open line Friday. Anything mindset?
Success. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Melvin. Can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to jump on real quick and say that what the two of you gentlemen just covered this morning is actually what I use, and it's the most anybody can use it. It is so powerful. Your story about getting this young lady after a year. Bill talking about the fact that you're constantly following up. One of the things that we all need to understand, we need to understand just how great what we're involved with truly is, and we have to truly believe that. And then we have to understand that the individuals that we're talking about have no concept of that. In spite of what you're saying to them, people have what we call their own conversation. Even when you're speaking to someone or pointing something out to them, they have their own conversation going on, and they're missing the majority of what you're saying. And so to come back to them again and again, and it finally dawns upon them, it's a new ball game. And so that being persistent and that following up on people and that getting back to them, I've had people tell me, well, I'm not chasing nobody. You know, if they're not interested, they're not interested. No, they're going to call me. And I see more people lose out with that attitude and not just be patient, realize that's not where the person's at right now, and follow up on them. They will pick up on what Bill said. This person really cares about me, and they are truly interested. Makes all the difference in the world in terms of building your business. So the two of you did a great job this morning on how you shared with people how they can – how each and every person on this phone can truly build their business. So thank you.
Thank you, Melvin. And I love how you pointed out the false belief that so many people in our industry have of, well, I'm not going to chase people. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you, folks, some people are absolutely worth chasing. Melvin Shaw is worth chasing. Bill Hartraft is worth chasing. There's a whole bunch of people out there that if you were able to get them into your business as a partner, would pay you a lot of money over the rest of your life. So get rid of that false belief that says, oh, I'm not going to chase people, because some people are worth chasing, and you can chase people in a manner that is attractive and effective, and you don't have to look like a buffoon doing it. So, great point, Melvin.
Plus the fact, Paul, you know, when you have certain people in your midst, you know, sometimes you find people that are just really talented and just have a wonder about them. There's no training involved. They're already there, and you know, if you express to them how badly you want to work with them, and that, you know, some people you meet, you know, if you're humble, if you practice humility at all, some people that you meet can even teach you things. And so let them know these things. You know, be honest, be straightforward, let it come from the heart, and just let it be natural. I mean, so many people get on the phone and they start to talk, and then all of a sudden they're caught. And they don't know what to say. And how would you talk to your brother? How would you talk to your mother? How would you talk to your best friend? Just talk naturally and be a friend and be loving and be thoughtful and be considerate. And people are going to respond to that. And even be honest. You know, the other day when I was making cold calls to leaders in the community, I told this one leader, because I was in a jam. I didn't have the verbiage. I didn't know what to say, and I was really honest with the guy, and I said, you know, I haven't been doing this for over 15 years, and I'm kind of caught here. I don't know what to say, but what I'm truly looking for is someone that wants to work a couple extra hours a week to create a secondary income that will probably far exceed your own income that you're making right now running that ship. And the guy really responded to that, and he was very nice about it, even though he didn't want the extra work and didn't want to get into the business at this time. He was very thoughtful to my dilemma, and he said, oh, man, well, you know, don't worry about it. You're in great company here with me. And we had a great conversation. He told me all about these dinner cruises that he does and so on, and I'll meet this guy someday. And so a good friendship was made out of it, even though it didn't go exactly the way I wanted it to. But who knows? I'll call him back in a month and see where he's at again. So
there you go.
That's it.
Yep. Good stuff.
Great. Fantastic. This is Rick from California, man. This is a very exciting and really exciting topic for me, because I've been in sales in my business for over 25 years. But I want to give you a little statistics. And I know that when you're building the business network, posture is most important. But when you're doing sales, there's a national statistics, in and out of direct marketing, says 82% of all sales happens after the sixth contact. 82% of all sales happens after the sixth contact. Now, here's something that's exciting. And if you watch, you know, everybody at some point has watched television. And what gets you, a lot of times, not the first time that you see something that it gets you, but when it keeps repeating over and over in your face, eventually they're going to get you. Okay? Eventually you're going to get you. I mean, this happens to everybody. It happened to me just recently. I mean, it happens every time when they just show that in your face all the time. The same thing that you said you probably wouldn't go out and buy, you find yourself buying it. You know, because it's in your face all the time. But repetition. You know, if you approach somebody and you plant a good value in them, you know, just plant a good value. You know, your kid's coming up for a graduation. You realize it costs to send somebody to a good school about $20,000, $30,000 to $40,000 a year per semester. You ever thought about how you're going to come up with that money? you know, if you plant good seeds, like you found a way, you can use a third party and show another third party, things like that, that, hey, listen, I got these friend of mine that, you know what, they had a couple of kids, and they exactly what they did to get their kids in college, to pay off their mortgage. Those are things that stick in people's mind every day. It's not about, hey, do you want to do some work or something like that? You hit them at a value. You hit them at the value. That's really the key. And that's going to get them. If you don't get them now, it's going to get them somewhere else. When they go to the workplace, they hate the environment. They're going to start thinking about you. They're going to think about the value that you, and it's going to stick in their mind. And that's why you need to follow up. If they don't follow up with you, somebody is going to get them.
Absolutely. I appreciate your comments. Yeah, Rick. I saw a video on the internet last week that said the most basic form of brainwashing is repetition. And not that we want to brainwash people, but what you're saying, Rick, is so true. You're again and again and again. Eventually, it's going to get you.
Yeah, it does.
Good stuff, man. Thanks. I really appreciate you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? Star 6, unmute your line there, friends. Open line Friday, Star 6.
Yeah, I'll speak up for a second. I have a question.
Bring it on.
What? Who's
that
in there? Yeah, this is Bill.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Who's laughing there?
I said, bring it on.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on.
What to say when you talk to yourself? How many people talk to themselves?
Everybody.
We all
do.
The Champion's Creed. My attitude every day will determine my success in the future. Today, I will walk, talk, act, and believe like the person I wish to become. Rick Martin knows this very well. I deserve success. I deserve success and will do what successful people do. I will refuse to allow negative people to fill my mind with negativity. Most of my arguments are with myself. Boy, ain't that the truth. When I get down, I will use the famous Goya formula for guaranteed success. Today I will win. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. That's written by Tom Hopkins, one of Rick Martin's favorite people. Rick, why don't you tell everybody what Goya stands for?
Get off your anatomy. Off your anatomy. That's a lightweight of footman. Get off your ass.
Yes.
It's awesome. I thought you were going to talk about Chad Hempstetter, what to say when you talk to yourself. That's awesome. Bill, we love you, man. That's awesome. We got so much energy.
While you were talking, Rick, I was thinking about your 25 years in business and how often you use the Goya formula.
You know, since everybody else coming on the phone, I'd like to say something real quick. And here's the thing that I thought about, and I think it's very important when we talk to people out there. If you were to go out today and buy a McDonald's franchise, could you run it without training? Would you expect to run a McDonald's franchise without training?
No.
Successfully. Right? Well, most people get into the network marketing business and they expect to be successful right away, but they have no training. They have no training whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem from the jump. And you see, people come in and it's a basic thing that you can wash any objection with. That is the problem. Our team teaches people properly not to expect things that are unrealistic, because you can't go in and run a McDonald's. They take you 6 months before you can before you can open up your doors.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the network market, and you get out there and you start running them out right away. What do you expect? You have no training, so you cannot expect to be the successful person. And even if you get started fast and you start building your business real fast, it's going to fall out from underneath you because you can't train all those people right away. They're going to drop out. Discouragement settled in, and that's what happens. That's just what happens. You know, it's like going and throwing up a building on a foundation that can't stand the weight. It's going to collapse. That's so important that I think we miss that all the time, and that is the biggest issue in this business. So this team right here, we're training our people every day how to talk to people, how to deal with them, get on the calls, and have the right principle, the right foundation, and the basis of why this business will work. The concept of the business, nobody can deny the concept. And the reason it doesn't work as well as it can is simply because of that unrealistic expectation. So the simple answer that you gave me, you know you can't run a McDonald's without training. It's the most successful franchise there is. So network marketing works with the right training, the right education, and that's what we're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Very great, very good points. Thank you very much. Really appreciate
it. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Oh, what I want to say, and this is, I know Bill has mentioned it and you have mentioned it. Both of you have talked about your fears. All the people on this call right now that are not commenting or saying anything, it's based on their fears, and they need to go ahead and step out there. One of the things that's taking place is thinking about, I might say the wrong thing. I don't want to look foolish. I don't want to make no mistakes. But there's no one on this phone right now that does not have thoughts and ideas going on in their mind right now. And I mean absolutely no one. But this hesitation and this fear about sharing, this is exactly why they need to do so and overcome that monster. That's the thing that we've got to overcome more than anything else is our fears. And every single one of us have those things. And the more you speak out, the more you talk up, the more you're going to master that, and then you're going to get to where Paul is now. One of the things that Paul does, Paul can talk all day long. I mean, no one has to say a word, and he'll just go on and on and on. That's because once you've overcome that fear, it's a very natural thing, and that flow just happens. And so I just want to suggest that each of you out there start speaking up. Get that fear out of the way. And become a Paul. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, matter of fact, Paul talks so much, the stars in the universe light years away are now hearing Paul's rants. He is amazing.
All right. I think we heard enough of that there. Bert, was that Bernie?
No, it was someone else.
Joy. That's Joy.
Oh, Hey, Joy.
Happy Joy. Hey, I just want everybody to know, too, and when I was on the phone and I did a terrible job and I let them take control, and when I hung up and laughed and I looked around me, and there was no one there to fire me.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
And I said, okay, I guess I won't do that again. Let's try something else.
That's awesome. That's the best line I've read, and that's incredible. I love that line. Can I borrow that? I love that. Oh, man, that's the best one I've heard to date. I want to borrow that.
So I did it wrong. Let's try again. Oh, well, let's do it afraid.
Oh, I love that. I have never heard that one. That's awesome.
thanks for that. That's
I love that. That's the best one. I'm going to have to borrow that one. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
hey,
wow.
Good morning. It's Mike Nelson here from Minnesota.
Good
morning, Mike.
Minnesota. Hey, I wanted to comment on Rick's McDonald story. A thing that sticks in my mind all the time, McDonald's has a perfect, easy way. I shouldn't say easy if it takes 6 months, but they are in the business to duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a turnkey idea. You only have to have a lot of money to start it. Guess what? I'm going to duplicate myself, and I don't have to spend a damn dime.
There you go.
All you got to do is portray your attitude to the next person, and if they don't believe, next. That's all I got to say.
You got it. And you are a shining example of somebody who's positive, passionate, has a dream. You're really influencing a lot of people even more than maybe you realize with your positive outlook on life. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome, man. I appreciate your comments. I just sent off a deal on LinkedIn to my daughter who hasn't looked at the video. I don't have time. I wrote down, hey, view the video. Get on board before this thing goes viral, because right now there are about 40,000 people involved in 124. Maybe the number's wrong, but anyway. If the company predicts that there are going to be 1 million people at the end of the year and you're not in this food chain, oh, my God, did you miss out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Do not miss the chance. This isn't, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer, but you do have to use your brain. You have to know how to get in the waiting list and and go from there.
Yep. And go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to leave everybody with this. I kind of have to get going here because I have an appointment here right at 9:45. I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. This is Ogmandino, by the way. Muscles can split a shield and even destroy life itself, but only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of man. And until I master this act, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. I will make love my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend upon its force. My love will melt all hearts, likened to the sun, whose rays soften the coldest day. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody on the call. I have to leave a little early this morning. I wish everybody a terrific Friday, fantastic Friday, and a super weekend. Remember, every day when you're struggling and you're having a difficult day, ask yourself, you know what? Wait a minute. I can have a terrific day. I have the power to make it that way. Take care, everybody. Loved everybody's laughter and fun stuff this morning. Paul, I love you, man. Have a great day. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Is everybody here on the Rich Think and Grow Rich group? Is everyone that joined that Think and Grow Rich group? You probably want to do that. Get you some clout over there. This group right here is going to expand. I expect this group is going to expand very rapidly. Even if we're not going to have enough lines on this call to accommodate the amount of people by the end of this year. You should go ahead and get yourself on that group. Yeah.
It's becoming an awful lot of like-minded people here.
Get yourself on that group. Get yourself in that group and, you know, be a founding member on the group. It's, you know, these are clouts. There's a site called Clout that somebody has to actually invite you into that group. And what it does, it keeps track of all your activity pretty much on the networking sites. And people are looking at these sites. We've known organizations that give people a whole bunch of money when they're socialized to come and teach organizations how they do it. Because most corporations, they're afraid of social networking, and they're looking for people that can consult with them and show them how it's done properly. And so you kind of want to get involved into all of that, because this is where eyeballs are. That's where the media goes. That's where advertising dollars go. And so wherever eyeballs are, you're an advertiser now. I mean, you got to get with the program. Understand that you can make unlimited income in this business. Yeah, you have to really think big. I mean, think big. If you haven't read Dr. David Schwartz's Magic of Thinking Big, you got to start. You got to get in there. Start think big. Use computers. Computers, we make them. Man make computers. Computers don't make us. I look at computers as my toy, my slave. Computers are my slave. I use it to do what I make, give me the results I want, not the other way around. So we got the power to do it. Just think big. We are advertisers. We are marketers. We're in business to make money by helping other people do the same. That's huge.
Hey,
there it is.
Paul?
Yes.
Good morning, Paul. This is Cynthia.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just wanted to ask a question. On the Facebook site, We Are Think and Grow Rich,
uh-huh.
Are we allowed to post things as well as comment, or we're only allowed to comment?
But should be both. Should be able to post and comment.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be sure, because I did post something on there, and then when I went to look for it, I didn't see it anymore, so I didn't know whether we weren't allowed to do it. So I wanted to ask before I did it again.
Was it the Oprah video?
Yeah, where she was. It was a great video, which actually is talking about, oh, God, that actor. Oh, goodness. This actor, his name escapes me right now. But what he did, he was a broke actor, didn't have much work, and he, I think, wrote himself a $1 million check.
Uh-huh.
And just kept it on him, and he continued to visualize and to just imprint in his mind that he was going to be a massive success. And, you know, that check, he said, all right, by this date, I am going to be paid this much to do a movie. You know, kind of mm-hmm. like what we do with our a definite major purpose and reciting it repeatedly. He did that. He had this check, and he said, by this date, I'm going to be paid this amount in a movie. And he made his deadline. He absolutely
wow.
made his deadline. And so it was his story of explaining how, he used all the principles that we're talking about and everything that we're learning. And so, you know, certainly when I find that type of information, I would like to be able to share it with the team. So I just wanted to make sure that that was okay.
Yes, it absolutely is okay. And the way that it's set up now, I'm new to these groups, so I'm learning how to set them up. But like right now, if you go to the We Are Think and Grow Rich, what happens is the wall will default to the posts shared by the moderator, which is me. And on the top, you have to click on where it says everyone. And if you click on everyone, it'll show everyone's posts. And so I'm going to try today to figure out how to just default it to everyone's posts and not just the moderator. If anyone knows how to do that, maybe message me and tell me. But I'll see if I can figure out how to do that. So thanks for pointing that out, Cynthia.
Okay, thank you. And the actor was Jim Carrey.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
So cool. Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia.
Wow.
Anyone else want to jump out here before we close out the call? All right, folks. Well, all right, listen, friends, I love you guys. Thank you so much for the discussion today. I've learned a lot. Appreciate each of you. You inspire me, really. Your commitment, your dedication, your persistence in being on this call every morning and contributing to the group and contributing to yourself, your commitment to remind yourself daily of your major definite purpose, your commitment to program your own mind through the repetition of the self-confidence formula and any other beliefs that you want to have in your mind, folks, we are the 1%. Not many people are doing what we're doing, but I tell you, the people who are doing what we're doing are the ones that move mountains and make things happen in the world, and that's us. So I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Get some rest and enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you back here Monday morning on the Think and Grow Rich column. Don't forget, we've got a full day today, Friday. Let's get out. Let's take action. Let's do as Bill suggested. Let's love people. Let's build relationships. And let's share whatever we have to share that is incredible, that is life-changing, that can really be a blessing to those that we're having those relationships with. All right? Make it a great day, everyone. We'll see you back here Monday morning. Take care. Bye-bye.